Would you please stand? Pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we are gathered together here with a great sense of joy, Lord, celebrating the union of Catherine and Anthony. And Lord, today we invoke your blessing upon all that is said and done here, that the Lord Jesus Christ would be exalted and glorified. And we pray that here today we might see a beautiful illustration of the love that you have also for us. For this we pray in the wonderful name of Jesus and for His glory. Amen. You may be seated. Dearly beloved, we are gathered together here in the presence of God and in the face of this company to join this man and this woman in the holy estate of matrimony. Marriage is an institution ordained of God and is commended to the Apostle Paul. Jesus performed His first miracle while attending a wedding reception and manifest His blessing upon this experience. Marriage is to reflect the image of the love relationship that Jesus Christ has for His bride, which deepens the level of significance of what we do now. Because of the sacredness of this union and what it represents, it is not to be entered into lightly or unadvisedly, but in the fear of God. Who now giveth this woman to be married to this man?
We do.
Thank you. We praise the Lord for His sovereignty and the fact that in His providence He allowed these lives who were once familiar with one another to be separated for a space of years and to be joined back together again. And we praise the Lord for what He's doing in each of their lives. And we are thrilled and honored today to have a part in this great ceremony. Anthony and Catherine, if it is your desire to be joined in marriage, Anthony, would you hand your bouquet off and join hands? Do you, Anthony, take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife after God's holy ordinance? Will you promise to love her, cherish her, honor and protect her, and forsaking all others, keep thee only unto her so long as ye both shall live?
I do.
Do you, Catherine, take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband after God's holy ordinance? Will you love him and cherish him, honor and protect him, and forsaking all others, keep thee only unto him so long as ye both shall live?
I do.
Amen. At this time, we have a letter that has been prepared. from someone that's very important to Catherine and Anthony. And Diane has been requested to read that letter at this time.
Hi, Catherine and Anthony. Oh, how I wish I could be standing before you sharing this. But my dear friend has agreed to speak on my behalf and read my heart before you. This, my loves, is a challenge to you as you stand before God preparing to become one before Him. Catherine and Anthony, our God of love has established marriage as the symbol of Christ's perfect relationship to His body, the church. We have come to bring you as one before Him. Anthony, God has ordained the man as the spiritual head, as the responsible provider, and as the initiator of love in this human relationship. By His enablement, your strength must be Catherine's protection, your character her boast and pride, and you must so live that she will find in you the haven for what the heart of a woman truly longs for. Catherine, it is God's purpose that you be a loving wife, that you respond to Anthony's love in tenderness with a deep sense of underrating through a great faith in Christ, who brought you to this moment together today. It is God's desire that you have the inner beauty of soul that never fades, that eternal youth that is found in holding fast to the things that never age. Catherine and Anthony, Christian marriage is not living merely for each other. It is two uniting and joining hands to serve God. Seek His kingdom first and His righteousness, and He will add all things to you. Do not expect perfection from each other. Perfection belongs solely to God. You need not minimize each other's weaknesses, but always be quick to praise and magnify each other's points of beauty and strength, and see each other through kind and patient eyes. God will lead you into such situations that will bless you and develop your characters as you share together in this new life. He will give you enough tears to keep you tender, enough hurts to keep you compassionate, enough failure to keep your hands clenched tightly in His, and enough success to make sure you walk with Him always. May you never take each other's love for granted, but always experience that wonder that exclaims, "Out of this whole world, you have chosen me." When life is done, you may be found as you are now, hand in hand, still thanking God for each other. May you always serve your God with joy, faithfully, and together until you return to glory, or until at last one shall lay the other into His holy arms. And all of this through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I love you both very much.
Anthony and Catherine, it's a privilege to stand here on this platform with you today. And although the time that we have shared together has been rather brief, in the moments that we've had to share together in counsel and in talking about this day, I have discovered what many others I know have come to affirm about you, and that is that you're wonderful people. But you know your people. And sometimes people have problems. They have emotions and issues and moods. And so that reminds us day by day that we need the Lord. And I want to tell you that this idea of marriage is not something that any man thought up. It's not something that any president or king thought might be a good idea. But rather, it was the King of Kings, the Lord God Himself, that chose to bring man and woman together. It was His first institution. And He said, "It is not good that man should live alone. I will make for him an helpmeet." And so God made for Adam a woman named Eve. When they were separated, they fell under temptation. And that is why God has intended for a man and a wife to hold one another and remain together. And I want to exhort you briefly from God's Word and remind you of some things that I have already shared with you. And that is that the Bible says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also hath loved the church and gave Himself for it." Anthony, I want to exhort you today to do something that you in and of yourself do not have the capacity to do. And that is to love your bride as Christ loves you. And so, the only way that that admonition, that command can be fulfilled is as you yield your life to the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit of Christ and allow Him to do in you and through you what apart from Him you can never do. You could make attempts, you could feign it, but it wouldn't be real. And she needs the kind of love that comes from God, not the kind of love that emanates from man. And I would remind you that every good thing that comes to this relationship will come from God. Your spirit is the fountainhead of every good thing that proceeds into this marriage. And so be certain, Anthony, to keep Christ as the center of your home. For the Bible tells us that a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Anthony and Catherine, bound together by Christ in love, yielded to His Holy Spirit's leadership. And Anthony, although Catherine has walked a little further spiritually down the road, God is growing you up in a hurry. And her passion is for you to be the leader in that area as well. And so, nurture your own spirit, because you cannot give her what you do not possess. You cannot lead her to a place that you have never been. And so follow Christ, and she will gladly and willingly follow you. Catherine, the Bible says, so let the wife see that she reverence her husband. I would remind you that the admonition given to you as a bride today is not simply to love your husband, but to show him respect. Now, that is not predicated upon whether or not he is deemed, in your opinion, as worthy of that respect. But I believe there may be times in your life where you're going to have to look for something to show respect for. He's a pretty nice guy, but I would tell you that if you respect this man, loving him will come easy. Somehow, in the way that God, in His infinite wisdom, crafted a man and a woman, He crafted that woman in such a way that she wants to be loved unconditionally and passionately for who she is. And God crafted a man that he would yearn to be respected, that you have a gleam in your eyes when you think of him as a man. And in fact, when you do that, you are loving him. But I want to remind you of this, and that is that you can never fulfill one another. I've told you this. And if you look to the other to be the complement of every need in your life, you're going to be frustrated. You're going to be unfulfilled. Because too often couples, even that are Christian, look for their husband or their wife to be for them what only God can be. And if you should do that, there's trouble on the horizon. But come back to the compass. Come back to the plumb line. Come back to the only place, the map, as it would, that will lead you back to a place of harmony and fulfillment in your life. You seek fulfillment and satisfaction in Christ. You seek fulfillment and satisfaction in Christ first. And then you will have the capacity to be to the other what God intends for you to be. And I pray, as you have prayed, that together you might be much more effective in serving God than you could ever be as two separate individuals. And to those that are assembled here today, I want to say that both Catherine and Anthony have professed their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It was my joy to see Anthony just about a month ago come down the aisle of this church, and Pastor Lyle over here, his dear friend, took the Bible and showed him how that he could be certain that every sin is forgiven and that heaven is his home. Recently, I had the joy also of baptizing him here in the baptistry of the Freeway Baptist Church, and to begin to see the progress being marked. But can I tell you that the greatest thing that could happen here today, besides these two being joined in marriage, is that another marriage could take place? Because the Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians that this symbolizes the way that God loves us. And I want you to understand this, that the most important decision of your life is not who you will spend your life with, but who you will spend eternity with. And my friend, today, if you are here and you are uncertain that every sin is forgiven and that heaven is your home, then Anthony and Catherine would like for you to meet Jesus as they have met Jesus, and to know and to discover the joy of sins forgiven, and to just understand that God, who is love, knows everything about us, and He chooses to love us anyway. That's a wonderful thought. He knows every terrible thing that we've ever thought, said, or done. And He said, I love you anyway, and I want to spend forever with you. And because we were sinners, we could not come to God. And so He came to us and offered a sacrifice for our sin by shedding His own blood on the cross of Calvary. And with that shed blood, He obtained our eternal redemption. And He said, I'm offering you heaven as a free gift if you would receive it because of the shed blood of Christ. And if you would simply by faith believe that you're a sinner and that you cannot save yourself, and you would believe that Jesus Christ loved you so much that He died on the cross to save you from the penalty of your sin and to offer heaven to you as a free gift, He's promised that heaven would be yours. And if you would take God at His word and in your own heart say, Lord, I believe that and that is what I desire, even right now, then a wondrous thing would happen. There would be more than one wedding that would occur. For when we take Christ as our Savior, the Bible says, we become His bride. And so, a second wedding event would take place here today. If someone in their heart of hearts would say, Lord, I believe that. I receive Your gift of eternal life. You could become His bride. He, your eternal bridegroom. And I'll promise you this, that there is no greater gift that this couple could receive than knowing that someone, loved one or family member, has received that gift and also been joined in a spiritual marriage to their eternal bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ. May we pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that these words that have been spoken might find lodging in hearts. And Lord, I pray that while we are focused on a ceremony, may we have our eyes upon the one that implemented it. May we have our eyes upon the one that chose this to be an illustration of Himself. And I pray that this marriage might typify and symbolize that. For we pray it in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Anthony, would you face your bride and please repeat after me. I, Anthony, take thee, Catherine.
I, Anthony, take thee, Catherine.
To be my wedded wife.
To be my wedded wife.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better or for worse.
For better or worse.
For richer or for poorer.
For richer or poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and cherish.
Until death do us part.
Until death do us part.
And thereunto.
And thereunto.
According to God's holy ordinance.
To God's holy ordinance.
I hereby give thee my promise.
I hereby give thee my promise.
Catherine, would you please repeat after me. I, Catherine, take thee, Anthony.
I, Catherine, take thee, Anthony.
To be my wedded husband.
Be my wedded husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
For
better or for worse.
For better or for worse.
For richer or for poorer.
Richer or for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
have to cherish.
Until death do us part.
And thereunto,
according to God's holy ordinance,
I hereby
give thee my promise. As a token and seal of your covenant, we now give and receive the marriage rings and rejoin hands. Anthony, as you place these rings upon Catherine's finger, would you please repeat after me? As a pledge and token,
as a pledge and token
of the vows between us,
the vows between us,
with this ring,
with this ring,
I thee wed, in the name of the Father,
name of the Father,
and
the Son,
and the Holy Spirit,
and the Holy Spirit.
Catherine, as you place this ring upon Anthony's finger, will you please repeat after me? As a pledge and token,
of the vows between us,
with this ring,
I thee wed,
in the name of the Father,
and the Son,
and the Holy Spirit.
These
rings are round as a symbol of the unending love of the Lord Jesus Christ for them, and so too may they have a Christ-like love for each other. These rings are made of a precious metal refined in fire, and so too may their love for each other be refined in the fires that God has prepared for them, that pure love would come forth as pure gold. Father God, I thank you for this couple. I pray, Lord, that you would see them through the years. I pray, dear God, that they would cleave first to thee and then to each other. And Lord, I pray that this may be an example of a truly committed and loving Christian home. For this we pray in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
Un mundo di giustizia di
For as much as Anthony and Catherine have consented together in holy wedlock and have pledged the same by giving and receiving rings and by joining hands, by the authority vested in me, I pronounce that they are husband and wife in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May we pray. Father God, we invoke your blessing upon this man and his wife. We pray that they would keep Jesus Christ uppermost, preeminent in their lives, not just a part of their lives, but their very life. God, today, may they be reminded of the love that you've implanted in their heart. And may they typify now and always that love, the love of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Those whom God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. Anthony, give me now a kiss your bride. Ladies and gentlemen, it is with a great deal of pleasure that I present to you for the very first time Anthony and Catherine Harding. Ladies and gentlemen, a reception has been prepared in the fellowship hall of the church. The bridal party will receive you in the foyer. And then if you would come northward through the courtyard, they invite you to the reception. God bless you. You're dismissed.